Petition Congress to order. The date is September 16th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I'd ask Congressman Mason if he would render our morning prayer.
Thank you. Nazi Wakanda. Wakanda is Owataka. Father God, we come this morning and we ask your special blessings on those families that are mourning at this moment today, Father, the losses that they've had in this past week, Father, this past month, and this past year, and all of those. So we come this day, Father, and we say thank you again for the breath of life that you have given us, for the ability to see the sunrise this morning, be with us, enjoy the light and the heat from your blessed sun, Father. So we thank you. May we be blessed exceedingly, abundantly, and beyond all we can think or dream. Father God, I pray for every man and woman in position of leadership and authority on every level within this great Osage Nation. Father God, I ask that your godly wisdom and skillfulness enter into our hearts. I pray knowledge be pleasant to us, discretion watches over us, understanding keeps us and delivers us from the way of evil and evil persons. As I pray this, I believe the promise that I can live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and holiness. From 1 Timothy 2:2. Yagashin Gakona.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Next item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page one. It says second speaker Stabler established a quorum was present. That needs to be changed.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
And also throughout page two and page three, same motion, I mean, same comment. Throughout the document.
This is the day I was gone. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, and all the justification of the votes needs to be brought into line.
Got that.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September 12th as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time? Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief Redcorn, members of Congress. Membership Committee, just reporting out bill number ONCA 1977, our section that we reviewed, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for the fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is that it is a due pass. Voting yes, Lemon and Walker. Absent was Edwards. And the explanation is Congressman Walker made a motion for the minutes to reflect the membership committee has reviewed ONCA 1977, Section 10, membership, and reports to the Appropriations Committee that an increase in salary will be reported by the budget analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any other reports of select committees? Moving on, any reports of standing committees? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land met regarding the consideration of the Osage LLC board member appointee Richard Perrier. The final committee action was the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes was Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Stabler, Lemon, and Walker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land met regarding bill number ONCR 1921, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprises Board Annual Plan of Operations for fiscal year 2020. Sponsors, Alice Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass. Voting yes, Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Walker, and Stapler.
Thank you. Any other reports of standing committees? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Committee met on to consider sections of ONCA 1977. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with 6 yes votes from Potts, Maker, Edwards, Big Horse, Walker, and Whitehorn. There's one amendment made to section 14, the motion to report to the Appropriations Committee. Congressman Potts made a motion to report to the Appropriations Committee that the assigned sections were reviewed by the Education Committee, section 14, Education Department, section 59, Wheelah Fairfax, section 60, Wheelah Hominy, Section 61, Wheelah Skytook, Section 26, Head Start, Section 34, Immersion School. The following information is of concern and should be addressed by the Appropriations Committee. Number one, increases in salaries and wages throughout the sections reviewed. And two, makeup of miscellaneous revenue throughout Sections 59, Wheelah Fairfax, Section 60, Wheelah Hominy, and Section 61, Wheelah Skytook. ONCA 1977, sections reported to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, sir. Any other reports of standing committees? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, Health and Social Services would like to report out and reference bill number ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an alternate effective date. We report out a do pass. Voting yes was Mason, Big Horse, Stabler, Lemon, Tillman, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, members of Congress. I have two committees to report on. Reporting on Culture Committee, Bill Number ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Eli Potts. Final committee action was do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Walker, Lemon, Pratt, Stabler, and Maker. And then also GovOps met yesterday, considering Bill Number 1983 to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Maria Whitehorn. It was a committee substitute. Voting yes was Big Horse, Maker, Walker, Potts, and Good Fox. And then Bill Number ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Eli Potts. Final committee action was do pass with amendments. Voting yes was Big Horse, Maker, Walker, Potts, and Good Fox. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. ONCR 1921 and ONCA 1983 and ONCA 1984 move to general order. Any more reports of standing committees? Moving on, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Are there any bills and resolutions on first reading, Congresswoman Whitehorn? Are you on introductions of bills and resolutions?
That's what I thought was next on the agenda. Am I incorrect about that?
It's not on today's agenda. It's just bills and resolutions on first reading. It's not introductions. Yes, ma'am. Congressman.
Move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to include introduction of bills and resolution on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker. I'm just a creature of habit. And
oh, that's okay.
The next thing, and I didn't read the agenda.
So okay.
Thank you for pointing that out to me. Good morning. I'd like to introduce resolution number ONCR 1922 to provide for an election to amend Article 22 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow for a constitutional convention.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Back to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1988, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Any other bills and resolutions on first reading, Congresswoman Stabler?
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 1989, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. ONCA 1988 and ONCA 1989 are assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Next item on the agenda is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Congresswoman Staver.
I have an amendment to ONCA 1973. Okay. Page 1, line 17, strike $305,200, insert $365,200. Page 2, line 106, strike $50,000, insert 110, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify. No. Where are we?
We're not voting.
It's done. Any more amendments? Seeing none, ONCA 1973 will advance to day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next is ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099, establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and hold ONCA 1976 on General Order Day 2 on Wednesday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item, we are on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have a point of order. Today we had all of our standing committees report theirs, the portions of their section back to Congress. My question is, do we need a motion to commit them back to appropriations, or would a motion for the journal reflect that the committees desire them to go back to the Appropriations Committee? I would like to know what's in order, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
Because technically it's on the floor, it's on the table of Congress right now.
Okay. We were visiting here and I asked that same question, and it was just like, if we need to make a motion, we didn't, but they would go back to appropriations.
That's the intention, but
yes.
I would like something in our documents to show either that the journal reflect that that's what they do, since that's been our intention, or to either commit them back to the Appropriations Committee. And I was wondering which motion you prefer.
Either way.
Okay. Okay. Move to have the journal reflect committee reports of the Cultural Committee, Education Committee, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee, Health and Social Services Committee.
Commerce
Membership Gaming. Committee.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land is not included in that.
I'm being told Commerce, Gaming, and Land is not included in that. Is that correct?
Culture, Health,
Mr. Okay. Speaker.
Education.
I yield to any questions on the floor right now.
Congressman Potts.
I'd just like to point out that GovOps and Commerce did not report back to appropriations. I don't know that at this time we need anything to reflect on our journal that those are committed back to appropriations.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes, that the final action of reporting to the appropriations wouldn't still need to take place in a couple of them, so I agree with that. However, I agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn in stating that they are just back on this table. So for them to go back to appropriations, I think there needs to be some sort of action, because furthermore, we never even technically adopted the recommendation by, I know we've all been adhering to that, but we never took an official action to even go that route. So I would say at least they're just kind of in limbo to me. So I would need some action to place them back to appropriations.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll try this motion again then.
Congresswoman.
Okay. Move to commit bill number ONCA 1977 cultural committee report to appropriations. Move and education of the same bill, education committee report, health and social services committee report, back to the appropriations committee.
And membership.
Yeah, I didn't have that in my pile.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next item, we are on motions and notices. Still, Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to place the appointment of Richard Perrier to the Osage LLC on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
For confirmation.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other motions and notices? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet immediately following session until 6 p.m. That is just a notification. We will recess, one for lunch and two for the Government Operations Committee to meet. Through speaking with the Chairman of Government Operations, I believe they will end up taking from 1 to 6 or some of that time. So I'm not sure that we will go until 6 o'clock this evening. I would like to notice the Appropriations Committee meeting for immediately following session to 6. Probably get started around 10:40, 10:45.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Government Ops will meet from 1 to 6 today.
Thank you. Any other motions and notices? Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow.